Milwaukee prosecutors yesterday charged Moore's son, Sawande Omokunde, with criminal damage to property. The Milwaukee County District Attorney says Omokunde and four other Democratic activists slashed the tires of Republican-rented vans on Election Day last November. Representative Moore came to the Milwaukee courthouse to join her son at his initial court appearance. Afterwards, the media descended on Moore and tried to ask her about the case.
So I hope that I'm not going to miss it.
Did you know what he was up to?
Because you're keeping me from getting to the elevator.
Ms. Moore, would you please just address this issue? There's a public...
Moore never did say anything to the media about her son. The criminal charge against Omokunde comes shortly after Moore made history for being the first non-white person from Wisconsin elected to Congress. UW-Milwaukee Governmental Affairs Professor Mordecai Lee says it's tough for any parents to see their son or daughter charged with a crime, but maybe more so with politicians who are especially worried about their own image. However, Lee says no one got hurt in the tire slashing, and Omokunde is an adult. Lee says the timing of the case may also lessen the damage to Representative Moore.
All things being equal, if something bad has to happen, you'd always prefer that it happen early in a term, right after an election, rather than just before an election. So in other words, 18 months from now, when she's gearing up to run for re-election, the question is, would this be a major thing? I'm guessing that over 18 months, public opinion's attention would shift. There would have to be something dramatic happening that this would still be a viable question.
Lee also says Moore is in a district that appears to be safely Democratic. It's unclear how Omokunde and the others will plead in the tire-slashing case. Defense lawyers are trying to poke holes in the criminal complaint. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.